Broadcasting statewide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And good morning, overlooking Diamond Head. We are Hawaii's South Shore is beautiful today. There's just a little bit of rain. We need it. It's a good day. Good day to you from the Golf Club Studios on this Saturday, October 15th already. Welcome to the clubhouse. On the show this morning, Ron Witten, Golf Digest architecture editor, Chubby Chandler, the managing director of ISM. He's on a 7-day jaunt around China. Hopefully he'll be checking in with us. He did say if he's coherent, he would. It's going to be 1:30 in the morning where Chubby is. Mary B. Porter King will be checking in from Kauai. She's the founder of the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. And now, of course, we have the Asia Pacific Junior Cup just about to happen. Karen Davies, she'll be checking in too, a former LPGA touring professional. And Craig Sasada, the director of golf from Poipu Bay Golf Course. But first, the stars who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, sponsored by Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning, sheet metal and commercial kitchen design and fabrication. Excellent service, expert knowledge, work and product. Alakai Mechanical. Poipu Bay Golf Course, play in a slice of heaven on Kauai. Bring your family, friends, spend quality time at Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. And Star Protection, for property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
Poipu Bay Golf Course is starting the Poipu Bay Fall Visitor Special. It's a special rate for visitors, $144 around, $100 per round after noon. It's good through November 30th. Ron Witten, welcome to the Golf Club Radio Show.
Good morning, Danielle. How are you?
Good morning. I was just going through some information that I could find about you, and I just have to tell people that Ron started out interested in getting a degree in journalism. Instead, he got a degree in education. He was also doing an engineering internship at Northwestern, and then he went on, he decided to get his law degree, and without giving up his interest in golf, because he started playing at 10, and he worked in maintenance at the Country Club of Lincoln while pursuing his education. He worked then as a city prosecutor in Topeka, and wrote for the Lawrence's Golf Course Superintendent Association of America. My goodness. Ron Witten, the question I have is, were you working as a prosecutor while you were co-authoring your book on the history of golf course design, The Golf Course?
Yes, Jeff and I worked on that for 3 years. We started just after I got out of law school. It was first published in 1981.
I think it's interesting knowing a person's background, how they got to where they are today, and you are, of course, one of the leading architecture reviewers in the world, working for Golf Digest as the editor there. Did the book lead to you becoming the Golf Digest architecture editor?
No, it's just one of those lucky coincidences. I had moved to Topeka to go to law school at Washburn University, and then I stayed on to practice law in Topeka. And it just so happened that Nick Seitz, who was the editor of Golf Digest at that time, was a native of Topeka, born and raised there. And his mother still lived there. So one time when he came back to visit his mother, he looked me up. I started writing for Golf Digest in 1984, I think it was. They offered me a full-time job, but I didn't want to move east to Connecticut, so I worked part-time for them as their contributing architecture editor until 1990, and then went full-time.
Wow. Okay. When you became the full-time writer, did you have to move to Connecticut?
No, I talked them into letting me stay in Topeka. I was getting remarried. I didn't want to leave my three daughters, and we didn't feel like we were going to drag Lynn's two daughters back east. And I talked to my editors and said, why don't you let me work full-time from the middle of the country? And they said, okay, we'll try it for a year. And that was, 21 years ago?
That's great.
Now there's hardly anybody in the office anymore. But back then, Back then, communications were such that you communicated by a fax machine with that old thermal paper that would roll up and,
yeah,
and fade away in a week.
Right, because it faded.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking of your schedule. The fact that you fly everywhere. You've been to Hawaii twice in 2 months?
That's right, yes.
How much time do you spend? I mean, your frequent flyer account must be you can take the girls anywhere you want to take them.
Well, I do travel a lot on the road. They can't bring the golf courses to me.
Yeah, that's fabulous.
But it's funny because I hadn't been to Hawaii in several years, and then in the past year I've been there three times. So I'm sort of making up for lost time.
Let's go a little bit backwards. When you started at Golf Digest, you were part-time, but then when you went full-time, is that when you revamped the golf course rating system for the magazine?
No, actually, that was one of my very first projects in 1985. I sat down with the late Ross Goodner and a couple other writers who, in my senior moment, I can't remember now.
It's okay.
We decided to come up with a system where we could numerically rank the courses and justify those numerical rankings. And that required us to come up with definitions, kind of breaking down the architecture course into several different categories, defining them, having our panelists evaluate the courses on the basis of those criteria and rate them on a scale of 1 to 10 in each of those categories. And so that came out in November of 85. And
wow.
It's been like that ever since. And I tell people we've created a monster because there's a certain competitiveness in the golf course community about trying to get on America's 100 greatest golf courses.
Oh, yeah. Now, I have to ask you this. This is a delicate question, okay? But I've heard it whispered on more than one occasion that getting on the list is more about... And I mean nothing about the assistant. I want to refute these whispers that it's about advertising in a magazine that gets you on a list. Not so much.
Oh, Danielle, it's not whispers. It's accusations. It's out there.
Okay.
And we're proud of the fact that we separate church into state. The advertising end of Golf Digest is not even in Connecticut. It's in Manhattan. We have never, ever connected the two. There is no truth to the rumor that if you advertise in Golf Digest, you'll get a ranking. And in fact, we've even turned down clubs that wanted to take out win ads, you know, the same way companies take out win ads for players when they win, who are on their staff. It is as apolitical as we possibly can be. I don't know how else to say it, except...
No, you said it completely.
We pride ourselves on the fact that you can't buy a ranking in Golf Digest.
Yeah. The fact that you wanted to get a degree in journalism, you know, there's so much integrity in being a journalist and what you say and what you do. I mean, all you are is your name. That's your credibility. That's who you are. And if you sully that in any way, then you're out the door. Bye. You know, your reputation's lost and gone, and no one will read your stuff and believe you anymore. So, of course, right. And then you've got the law degree. how much of your law, and of course your journalism comes into, but how much the law do you use in your everyday working, writing, evaluating a golf course? Does that ever come into play?
Oh, I would say that what really comes into play in terms of my legal background or legal training was that I was taught in law school to have what they call a bathtub mind, where you'd fill it with all sorts of facts and information about the course you're working on then, and then when you're done with that, you drain it away and you go on to the next thing. And it's one of those things where I can focus and research for a long period of time on a particular subject and then and go on to the next thing. And unfortunately, a year or two later, people will ask me about this course or that course, and I'll have to scratch my head and think about it.
To refill the bathtub.
That's right.
Okay. Now, you said there's a list. There's all sorts of lists. There's the America's 100 Greatest Golf Courses, the Best New Courses, the Architect of the Year. And in one quote I saw, you said, magazines live and breathe on lists. What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you look at any magazine. Every magazine has the top 10 this or the 20 ways to do that.
If
we just, for whatever reason, we as consumers enjoy lists, and I think that just fits into the left brain nature of most people, where they like organized things, and when they're reading, they like to see things that are somehow organized. It is human nature, though, for people to have a best this or favorite that.
Mm-hmm.
Golfers especially, they have the top three places they want to play or the top three places they have played, and everyone always asks everyone else, what's your favorite course?
Yeah, how many people ask you that question?
Everybody asks. and I should explain right now, I don't have a vote on the list. That is not my 100 greatest ranking. It's Golf Digest 100 greatest ranking, even though my byline appears on it. I don't have any say on the courses that end up on the list.
How does
There have been times in the past where I've held my nose when I've written about a few of the courses. That probably comes into my legal training, too, where, you know.
Yeah, I see. How does one become a panelist?
By invitation. What we're looking for are, quite frankly, fairly affluent and people who have a lot of, who are 5 handicap or less, who have enough time to be able to travel at their own expense to play and evaluate the courses around the country that we ask them to. It is I don't want to say it's an exclusive club, but it is such that when we started, there was 125 panelists when I first got on board in 85, and now we have over 1,000.
Wow.
But that's because we're trying to cover so many courses in so many areas, and our latest project is try to produce a ranking of Canada one of these days. We haven't done that since the 1970s.
We're going to take a break. I went to sleep last night wondering how many golf courses there are in the world and how many there are in the United States. And I was wondering if Ron Witten, the golf course architect, editor at Golf Digest, could answer that question. But we'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, or condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across the way. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one. Back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Welcome back. Ron Witten, our golf course architecture editor from Golf Digest magazine, is on with us this morning. We're talking all about golf courses in Hawaii as well. He's played a number of courses, just back from playing the Princeville Makai, the new Kukui'ula. He took a brief look at the Princeville that's under renovation. I can't wait to hear what that looks like. Welcome to the golf club. We're talking about maybe finding out. I don't know. I just sort of sprung this on Ron. I just fell asleep thinking about it. It's the funniest thought. Wonder how many golf courses there are on the planet. Do you have any idea?
I have no idea. All I can do is parrot the numbers that I read most frequently. You know, there's somewhere around 16,000 in the United States, and not quite double that if you include everything else in the rest of the world, maybe, you know, somewhere between 28,000 and 30,000 worldwide. And I think that may be an exaggeration. For all the work and all the construction that's going on in China, there's still only about 400 courses in China, which is pretty good since the game just took hold in 1984. When the first modern-day course was built in China, and now they're up to 400 and some, and, you know, the two Mission Hill projects have, what, 20 and 18 apiece, or 20 and 12, rather, apiece. But it depends on how you count it. I know the National Golf Foundation has certain definitions so that a nine-hole course counts as a full golf course, but a 36-hole complex counts as a full golf course. So you know, you have to take those numbers with a grain of salt, I guess.
Got it.
And there are, I'm sad to say, there are courses closing as we speak. So the numbers change all the time.
Yeah. It's amazing how many people want to become architects, isn't it? I guess you created the monster you seem to have created as the armchair architect. Did Tiger Woods mention an... Tell us the story about that.
Oh, that was a long time ago. One of my first projects for Digest in 1987 was what we got called the Armchair Architect Contest, and it really wasn't anything new, but it hadn't been done in many years. If you recall, Dr. Alistair McKenzie won a magazine golf design contest in 1914. So it's like most things in magazine, you're just taking somebody else's idea and refashioning it, and we did that in 87, where we just threw up an imaginary piece of property, a topo map, and said, design a dream hole that would finish on a U.S. Open course. And my editor said, oh, we won't get 500 copies, or 500 entries, and I thought we'd get 5,000. We got 22,000 entries that time, one of which was from an 11-year-old named Tiger Woods.
Amazing. Were you impressed with his imagination?
It was funny because it was this big U-shaped par 5 that if you had the guts, you could drive the green from the tee by steering it over water.
You know, you are a Civil War buff. What you just said, you know, you could, if you could go over the water, you could drive it into the tee. I learned just reading your article about how golf and so many connections between the Civil War, not that they played golf, as you point out, but there's so many golf courses that seem to be on Civil War play, and it makes sense, since the Civil War was so intense, and it was such a small space when you think about it.
The whole article is on the fact that I was trying to escape from golf by studying the Civil War, absorbing something else, and I kept running into the Civil War in it in all sorts of uncanny ways, whether it's an old golf course that had been built in Petersburg, Virginia, to save the battlefield on which the crater exists. That's the big hole in the ground that was caused by the Union troops who buried or dug under a fortress of Confederate fortress and blew it up with dynamite. If you've seen the movie Cold Mountain, you've seen a fictional representation of that. Military men who have the same name as architects, like George Thomas and William Bell and that like. If you go to golfdigest.com, there are a couple of supplements to what is printed in the magazine. One is a slideshow where I show different pictures of old maps that look to me like golf holes and old battlefields that look to me like golf holes, and even statuary at Gettysburg that look like golfers. And the other one is a compendium of every course I could discern that has some tie, some way or another, to the Civil War. And I like the thought I was pretty exhaustive in that, but I've already received an email from Stones River in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, that was not listed, that mentioned to me that they were on the site, built on the side of a battlefield.
Wow!
So there's a lot of cross connections in that, which I found
It's fascinating.
Particularly fascinating since the 150th anniversary of the start of the Civil War.
And you pointed out at the beginning of the article that in college you were against the war, or against war.
I was against the war, yes. I was against the Vietnam War, very
right,
much so.
Right. And, but when you're fighting over the Civil War, that gets very deep, and we're not going to go there. But what I was looking at was the bunkers. You talked about how the bunkers are placed strategically in the fairway, not on the side of the fairway. And what was how does that relate to the Civil War?
Well, a couple of different things. The one thing that I pointed out was an awful lot of these rifle pits or breastworks or things that you see in the Civil War on battlefields look like bunkers to me. And depending upon the particular fortress, there were some Redan fortresses that, of course, the famous Redan Par 3 Golfa was built upon the original Redan in Constantinople in Turkey. The Crimean War, which was in the late 40s, early 1850s, and just by chance, several U.S. military officers went over and observed that fortress as well as other fortresses and brought back that. And the Redans were built in at least Confederate forts all over. Most of them are gone now, but there's at least one that exists in Vicksburg, and another that's kind of overgrown that exists in Corinth, Mississippi. And they're much bigger, much more massive than the original Redan, which the famous feature of that golf hole is that it slants from front to back and from right to left. So you can't fly the ball onto the green. You have to bounce the ball onto the green. Your listeners may recall the seventh hole at Shinnecock in 2004 U.S. Open, where in the last round nobody could hold that green. And they complained that it was too hard, and so they ran out and tried to syringe it. Then they complained that it's unfair advantage for people following it. We got to play a softer green. Well, it didn't soften it up any. But the whole fact remains, it was a green designed not to be held if you flew it all the way to the hole. It was meant to be bounced on. But if you see a real Redan, it's twice the dimensions, because it's a V-shaped fortress rather than just a diagonal surface of a golf green. So I'm working on a golf design in Virginia with Tom Clark, and we decided we're going to build us an authentic Redan, the V-shaped green, where it slants on both directions.
You're going to torture people. We're going to come back after this break and talk about what your impressions were at Kukui'ula on Kauai. I'm curious, a fabulous resort, not selling because the economy isn't really good, and it's an exclusive place. I'd like to know if the course is as exclusive, kind of lives up to that. And we'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Need a good plumber 24/7? Alakai Mechanical has the best, from design to installation to maintenance. If you need more than a quick fix, get it repaired by the team at Alakai Mechanical. Whether you're in a home, restaurant, office building, or shopping center, your plumbing has to work. Alakai's world-class plumbing technicians use quality parts to keep your water and sewer lines working properly. Protect your investment. Licensed and insured. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. Your plumbers on call.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
Ron Witten is our guest with Mary B. Porter King joining us as well. Golf Digest architecture editor. I see him in Golf World Monday. I mean, you're traveling. Are you right while you're flying?
No.
No. I wouldn't be able to.
People say I have a dream job, and I do. I don't quibble about that, except that I tell them it's not all that much fun because you always have to come back to the office and crank out articles. I got to mention something before I forget. Yes. Mary B. Porter. I grew up in Omaha, Nebraska, as did she, and I remember her. I think she went to Ralston High School. I went to
Mary B. Mary B. Mary,
can you hear me?
Yep. Yeah, I can hear you now.
I'm here. I'm listening in. He's telling stories on me. I don't know.
Yeah, Mary B., I believe you went to Ralston High School. I went to Papillion. And you have no recollection of me, but I used to see you at this driving range, and I kind of want to say it was on 72nd Street, by Lakeview, the old Lakeview course. But it might
the Big T.
The Big T, that's exactly right. Yeah. And I don't know if you worked there or you were always there hitting balls, and I remember, you know, and frankly jealous of your swing. I was never a very good golfer. I couldn't even make my high school team. But I do remember talking to you and followed your career and just wanted to say hello.
Well, thank you. You might be the only one that did. But
you were hot stuff in Nebraska in the late 60s. I remember that.
You do. I was Omaha City champion for 3 years in a row. They didn't particularly, the only person that liked me there was Don Lee, the Herald writer. But I came in as a young person and kept beating all the ladies who had been winning the same tournament for years and years. So,
and you got smart and moved to what, Arizona State?
I did go to Arizona State, right?
Arizona State,
memory, Ron.
Yeah, that isn't he something? It's his bathtub. He's filling up.
He is into
filling
history. Yeah, he remembers the Civil War and he remembers me. He's into history.
I won't tell listeners when we graduate high school because they figure out your age. So.
Okay, yep. Danielle, get control of your show.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear your thoughts on Kukui'ula, though. That's what I'm
exactly.
Listening.
That's we're all waiting with bated breath. So you're going to have to tell us, Ron. What was your round like at Kukui'ula?
I had a great time. I played with Brian Paul, is that his name?
Brian Paul.
Mm-hmm. Brian Paul, who I had actually met back when in the San Francisco Bay Area a few years before that when he was a pro at TPC, whatever that TPC in Haywood is, okay, where they play a nationwide event. Anyway, the course is a very nice Weisskopf design, and as I say, Tom Weisskopf does not do bad courses. He does courses that appeal to the eye and appeal to most golfers' sense of fairness. There aren't any, you know, the hazards are placed where you can avoid them, and they actually kind of help you decide how you want to play. So I was surprised at how sprawling the layout was. It runs up the hillsides. It's just to the west of Poipu. So I bet there's probably a couple hundred feet of elevation change from first to last tee, so it's not particularly walkable and it's spread out, so you really have some long cart rides between holes. What I really was impressed with was the change of vegetation on the holes. They each hole has a different theme, so you've got a certain variety of plant material on the first hole that changes, and the second, the third, and so on. And but the little par four, drivable par 4 11th, for instance, has monkey pod trees, which aren't very big right now, but in 15 years they're going to hang over the right edge, and those guys going for the green, among which I'm not, will have to really challenge those trees to reach the green. And it's it has a couple of greens, the 8th hole, which is a par 3 that kind of plays down towards the ocean, and the green looks like an infinity green, like if you hit right over it, you're going to go in the ocean. Well, you know, the ocean's 1,000 yards away. The 14th, which is another drivable par 4, that's one of Weisskopf's specialties, plays downhill, and it too looks like it's going to play right into the ocean if you go over the green. Well, it's separated by a road, but it's artfully shaped so that you feel like there's nothing there except the golf green and the ocean.
That's fabulous.
Which is the nature of regulatory restrictions in this day and age, because you go to the Mackay course on the North Shore, which was built in the 70s, and there are golf holes, you know, the 14th, the 13th, the 7th, that play right on bluffs above the ocean. Nowadays, I think you have to, you being a golf course developer, would have to stay away from the very edge of that, because that land is too valuable and land is protected for a lot of different reasons. But,
so you're not necessarily protecting the golfer from falling over. You're protecting the land from eroding?
Yes, and you're protecting ocean views, and you're protecting a lot of different things. Yeah. But the biggest memory I have of Kaku'ula was the last four holes played in the prevailing wind that day, and they were brutes. Once you turned for home after 14, you really had to play some golf to score well. It was completely different than going out.
Wow! To keep that ball low.
I don't know if that's the prevailing wind, but it certainly was on the day we played. It was pretty stiff, and
that is the prevailing wind, Ron.
And
it is a challenge coming in. I don't know what tees you played, but. By the number, it looks like nothing, but when you play it, it plays so much longer than you think.
Well, I played the regular members' tees, but I remember the 15th hole from the regular tee was a 440 par 4 into that tee to the wind. And even Brian, who's a very good golfer, had trouble on the playing the last four holes. You really have to keep your shots down, and it's hard to do. I love the past Palom, by the way. But that turf grass down there, those were the first pure Paspalum courses I played, Mackay and on that island. And I think it's a terrific grass for it, although I'm curious whether how it'll be in 5 or 6 years with courses that will open year-round or playable year-round, because I don't know enough about Paspalum yet to know whether it needs it. It has a dormancy period, or needs a dormancy period. So we'll see.
I don't think so. I mean, you can look at Wailua Golf Course. It's predominantly Paspalum now, and I just played it the other day, and it looks terrific. So,
how long has it been there? How long has it been the turf?
Well, it's been converting slowly over the last probably 10 years, and it crept on unexpected, uninvited, and then they went for it, and slowly it's been taking over the whole golf course, but... No, it still looks terrific.
The other thing I should mention about... Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I say it gets about 98,000 rounds a year, so that's why it's so wonderful.
Yeah.
Wailua is an amazing course. Have you? I hear you went to look at Kukui Olono, which is, you know, like one of those courses where you pay in a can to play. But Wailua is special on Kauai.
Yeah. I played Wailua many years ago. Did not have time to play it this trip, but yeah, it was at one time one of our top public golf courses in America. I say ours, Golf Digest, in the rankings that we did on that. And it's driven past it going to Mackay, it's still as lovely as it was when I played it.
You know, how did you like
old Hawaii feel to it?
Yes, it does. Exactly.
Coconut palms and the swaying palms and just a nice gentle roll to topography. I should mention that Weisskopf resets a lot of the holes into the earth, and so there is a certain feeling of containment on those holes that very much like Hokulea. Is it Hualaka?
Hokulea.
Hokulea, the Ernie Els, Greg Lecce course that I played last year in Honolulu.
Yeah. Which is a lot less sprawling golf course. It's more of a compact golf course. But there again, everything was recessed down with potential home sites sitting on these on the terrain above, kind of looking down into the golf holes. There they were contiguous holes. I can't remember two holes on the Weiss golf course being contiguous one to another.
Wow, everything that's really something.
Well, just on your point there, Ron, just so you know, if you weren't as old as I was, you could walk it, because I walk it all the time and carry my bag. So it seems like it's a long way, but it really isn't, because if you walk from the green to the next tee, you're walking across some areas that you'd be driving the cart for a long ways.
That's probably true, yeah.
Yeah, but my husband and I walk it all the time, so. And if I'm this old, you can do it.
She's a sharpshooter, isn't she? Okay, before we take a break and we go to Mary B. on the Asia Pacific Junior Cup and a lot of other fabulous things. You've got so many potential sponsorships that we could talk about, Mary B., for what's coming up. I want to know, when I played the Prince course in 1990, there were no home sites on the Prince course. I had one of the most wonderful, maybe religious experiences going there. It was brand new, just opened. No one was, there was a chain across the, what was a dirt track that got you into a shed that was the clubhouse because they hadn't built one yet. And it was amazing. Just an amazing course to play. It's changed, but they're making some renovations. And I hope they're creating that expansiveness and that cliff living that you felt like you were right on the edge of the universe and in the midst of God's garden. How does it feel now, Ron?
I don't know that I could honestly tell you, because I didn't have a chance to look at the whole course. But the few holes that I did see that they're, you know, renovating again, they're going past Bellum and they cleaned out areas and redid bunkers and I'm told relocated a few bunkers, trying to make it again positioned for today's long hitters. The holes I saw didn't look that much different than what I recall playing the course, and it's been years since I played the course, probably 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But it did seem like it was more polished. That again, there was still a lot of growing going, and I'm hoping that they really do get it in shape by the November opening. I know they're taking tee times for November.
Yeah, they are. And
I was, you know, looking at a couple of the greens that were just sprigged, and I thought, boy, miracles must happen in Hawaii that take a lot longer on the state to be able to grow in that quickly. So
that's one of the problems we have here, is everything grows in so quickly, all of a sudden you lose the golf course, and they've got this
right.
GPS system putting in, so they'll know exactly where everything's supposed to be, so they can go cut it down. Did you ever play Poipu and their new greens?
I have not played Poipu. I've played Poipu when it opened in 91, but I've been back since.
Oh, what a shame. Mary B., did you play?
I have, and it's lovely as well.
Isn't it nice?
Yeah, they've done a nice job there. You'd enjoy it.
Yeah, you would.
I think Bass Bellum is probably the greatest single innovation in turf here, especially for Hawaii and Florida that I've seen. And it's, well, from what I've seen, it's just super grass. I like the greens. I like the fairway lines. I just like it.
Yeah, and I like it when they don't put houses on golf courses.
But most courses are a necessary evil to be able to absorb the cost. So
I understand. I hear someone coughing in the background.
Oh, that's me. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I thought, you know, we were going to get a call from someone way far away if he was coherent enough to participate on this show, because it's almost 2 o'clock in the morning his time. But I don't think Chubby Chandler's going to be calling in. He didn't want to absolutely commit in case he didn't feel like he could make a real contribution. Ron Witten, you have made an incredible contribution. I really appreciate the time you've spent with us, and I hope you'll be back on, because we have a lot to talk about. You've played at Kapalua just recently, and, of course, Kapalua, the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, is going to be on the 12th, in 2012, that is, going to start with the Pro-Am on the 5th, which is a Thursday, and then the tournament starts on the 6th, going to the 9th, which is a Monday. So we're going to have a good time at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Kapalua, did you enjoy playing?
Very much. Very much.
Good. Will you be back? Will you be back and tell us about it? Otherwise, yeah, Mary B. won't be able to tell us about the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. We'll just be talking golf courses all morning. And Karen Davies is coming in with us as well. So we really, I just have had so much fun talking with you. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thanks for inviting me. Mary B., take care. Danielle,
thanks,
take care.
Ron. If you come back to Kauai, give me a call and we'll go play.
Awesome. I know. I think he has a crush on you, Mary B.
Yeah. We'll wait till he sees me now.
I love this. We'll be back after this. Aloha, Ron. My name is Danielle Tucker. This
Aloha.
Is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club. Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting. Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
Tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Welcome back to the clubhouse. If you'd like to see some great golf being played, 2011 Turtle Bay Amateur gets underway today. Rudy Kabalar, Lawrence Chan, Brandon Kopp, Mike Kawate, Tyler Oda, Kalena Prias, just a few of the great players who are getting out today, championship flight. We've got, oh my goodness, Mary B. Porter King, you've got an amazing lineup with the Asia Pacific Junior Cup. Not only that, we've got three events that we need all kinds of volunteers for. We need places for the juniors to stay when they're in Hawaii. We need people to sponsor different, tell us what's going on. What have you got us into?
I think our the first that's happening is the Asia Pacific Junior Cup, which is going to be the fifth annual over on the Big Island, again at the beautiful Waikoloa King's Course. And they've been generous to host us there for all five of the championships, all five of the tournaments. And right now we're in a race for the team. The team will be named, the Hawaii team will be named on Tuesday. And a couple of the people that you named in your opening of the tournament this weekend are some of our young men that will be representing us. Unfortunately, Lawrence Chan won't be because he's going overseas to play in a tournament. But, you know, it's been a race all year for our young people to earn the opportunity to make this team to compete against Japan. And it starts on Wednesday with a practice round and ends on it's played also in a Ryder Cup format, which is match play, which is something I think the kids enjoy and have fun. And it's a format that most of them don't get an opportunity to play that much. They play four ball, four sums, and singles matches against Japan. This year we're trying to, we've put together a junior AM to, with the American Red Cross to help, we hope to fill it up and be able to give a check to the American Red Cross to help the tsunami and earthquake victims in Japan, because the young people coming from Japan have been, some of them have been personally affected, so we're trying to help them as well.
All right, so how can we play in the Pro-Am?
Well, there you can go to our website, which is hsjga.org, Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, and there'll be a link there for the Asia Pacific Junior Cup, and on there will be the application to play, or you could call Kevin Ganoza at the Waikoloa Kings course, and they'd be happy to sign you up. It's only $125. You get to play with the future stars of golf, really, and from both Japan and Hawaii. So, but the week, we hope to start the week off with, again, the signing the college letter of intent with our seniors that will be signing to go off to college. And then it's a wonderful week. It's turned into Mr. Mark Wang, who's the head of Hilton Grand Vacations, has been the title sponsor since its beginning, because his son was in our program. And every year, this has been his dream. We've sort of collaborated on it, but to have something that brought together children from different countries, and we're growing and hope. We had a visa problem this year with China, but China was supposed to be there, and next year Australia is supposed to come in. So our theme is juniors joining nations, and I think if everyone played golf in the world, I don't think we'd have those wars that Ron talked about earlier.
Yeah, well, the one we were talking about was this American Civil War, so just
yeah.
Whole different.
Well, we wouldn't have had that either if we'd been playing golf, shooting each other, and been fine.
That's right. Now, so the idea here is the teams from Japan, or the team from Japan, uh-huh. is the best of Japan junior golfers playing.
It is, and playing against our best from little old Hawaii. But
right.
When you start looking at a country the size of Japan, we've really done well. I mean, the matches, even though we haven't been as victorious as we would have liked, it's been within a half point and 1 point every year coming down to the final matches. So,
yep.
Our kids have done so well, and it really has helped build their self-esteem and help them understand just how good they are when you play against the very best from another country.
Another country, not just another state within the
right.
country. Now, you wanted to bring China, the top...
Top juniors from China, and it's almost like, where do you begin there? And we've struck out a lot because of the visa issue, and they're not as easy to get for China as anywhere else. So we ran into a snag this year.
And you hope it'll be ironed out next year, or do you think you just...
Well, they said that they're planning on it next year, so I think they're starting the visa process right now. So
I think they're starting to get
here for next year.
Yeah, I think they're starting to get that, you know, if you don't get into the game, you're not going to be a part of the game, and they want to be a part of the game.
They certainly do.
Yeah, and they have to start loosening up. They certainly are building all the golf courses without necessarily following all the regulations. Now, mm-hmm. in addition to the 5th Annual Asia Pacific Junior Cup, you have two other events, and your message to me via email was that you needed a lot of assistance here, people who can open their homes to some of the participants. Is that correct?
Right. Yes, we do. And this is next summer. Hawaii is going to be hosting the Girls Junior America's Cup, which is, and the Boys Junior America's Cup, the girls in 12 and the boys in 13. And the Wailea Golf Course has been so good to Hawaii State Junior Golf and to junior golf, period. They are going to be the host course for both events.
Wow.
And it will be over, both of them will be obviously in Wailea, and we're looking for private homes, hopefully to house a team from one of the, there's 18 teams represented, two from Canada, one from Mexico, and the rest from the Western United States. And this competition's been going on for years on both sides. It's the 34th and the 41st respectively, for the girls and boys. And we send a team every year to represent Hawaii. But this year, we only host it once every 18 years. So
every 18 years, gang.
Every 18 years, it's our turn. So we're really looking forward to it. We're looking forward to showing off Hawaii. We're also looking forward to winning it. But it's our opportunity to show off our state, really.
Everybody on listening on Kone, okay, time to spread the word. Because
that's
we have
right.
34th Annual Girls Junior America's Cup, 41st Annual Junior America's Cup, all happening. We need volunteers, rules, starters, scorekeepers, checkpoints, standard bearers. We need host families to house 18 teams. 18 teams, okay? Consider hosting a team from your home state or your other country that's represented, okay? We need cash sponsors, team uniforms, and golf bags. That would be for our Hawaii team, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. A photographer, videographer, trophy and awards, printing, the banners, the tee signs, the programs, the tournament signs, water, sports drinks, snacks, ground transportation, all of this stuff.
Everything helps, Danielle, because
yes.
our budget for this, Wailea's been so kind, you know, with the green fees.
Yeah.
So we're not being strapped for that, but our budget still is over $40,000. It's closer to 50 without even starting to pay green fees. So, you know, we have a lot of work to do, and we'd love any help we can get.
There you go. If you'd like to do anything for the 34th Annual Girls Junior America's Cup, 41st Annual Junior America's Cup, go to the hsjga.org website. And if you'd like to play in the Pro-Am, I'm going to call it the Pro-Am.
Yeah, you could almost say that. Some of the kids are, you know, they've turned
close
pro.
To professional. Yeah, they're close. And there maybe you're the professional who's playing with the kids, you know?
There you go.
That's what I'm thinking here. The 5th Annual Asia Pacific Junior Cup, it's $125, and that money goes to help the victims and the people who are trying to put their lives back together again after the tsunami earthquake in Japan. Also needed volunteers, rules and starters and scorekeepers and cash sponsors and team uniforms and golf bags, photographer, videographer. Now, this is coming up sooner, though. This is in November. So anybody who'd like to help, get in touch with Hawaii State Junior Golf Association.org.
Perfect.
Excellent.
Got it.
Thank you. Where are you off to next? You're flying away tonight.
I am actually headed to Las Vegas. I don't gamble, just so you know. And California to play in a little tournament myself. So
You get to play.
I get to actually play golf. So
fabulous.
We'll see how that goes. It isn't as pretty as it used to be, as Ron remembers. So
oh yeah, well you know it's all in. It's still inside, and
everything's relative.
What's the name of the tournament you're playing in?
Oh, it's a match actually with the Kukuiula. And Charlie and I are representing the team Kukuiula against the sister clubs, DMB sister clubs on the mainland. So should be interesting. I hope Hawaii wins. That's what we're going for. But it's called a Legacy Cup. It's been playing for a while, so it should be a lot of fun.
Oh, we'll try to follow you.
Yeah, good luck. I don't think there'll be any breaking news there.
Do you know Karen Davies?
I do.
Karen?
Hello.
Hi, Karen.
Yes.
Mary B. Porter King. Do you remember Mary B.?
Yes, I do.
Excellent.
She has memory, too.
You know, we're all challenged at this point in life, aren't we? Yes. Mary B., thanks for being on the show. Karen Davies, you're up right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alaka'i Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alaka'i world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alaka'i Mechanical, keeping you cool.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore.
Come Share Our Home, where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property, guard, and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. Karen Davies. You remember Karen. She's from Wales, lives in Arizona. She's the 2010 LPGA Teaching and Club Professionals National Championship champion, former LPGA touring professional, two-time Welsh Girls champion, member of the winning 1986-1988 Curtis Cup teams, collegiate player at University of Florida, where she set school record for most collegiate events won, 9. Three-time All-American, two-time member of the NCAA Championship team, voted SEC Player of the Year. 1992, she played in Hawaii in the LPGA Itoki Hawaiian Ladies Open. Welcome to the show, Karen.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting me.
Absolutely. And now, yar golf. I have my yar putter. When I was in Arizona, I had my putter. It was fitted for me. It's a very special putter. It was designed by a special person who has an interesting background. Can you tell us about Dr. V's background a bit and how this putter came to be?
Yeah, I certainly can. As you well know, Dr. V has a background in aeronautical physics, and she specialized in more of aeronautical engineering and applied some basic laws of physics to the design and of the yaw putter. And it's like nothing else that's out there. And as I can attest, as I've started to play with it this year, it works very well.
I love the phrase, it's not magic, it's physics. At the 2011...
Yep, for sure.
Yeah, the 2011 putter test conducted by Golf Test USA, top ratings. What was their evaluation of it?
I think in all of the categories that Golf Test did, look into, that it rated higher than anything else out on the market currently.
And why is that? Can you tell us a little bit about how the putter works and why it works so well?
Because it has zero MLI, meaning that it has no twist. All of the golf clubs out there on the market, particularly when we talk about putters, do twist. The face is a 2-inch sweet spot, so no matter where you strike the ball on the face, you're going to get the same energy transfer, and it gives you basically a true pendulum motion, which I know I've been looking for it all my golfing life, which is almost 35 years.
Yeah, you started when you were 4 when you started playing?
Yeah, I did begin at 4 through grandparents, and I've been around the game and on golf courses ever since. So I have a passion for the game.
I wanted to talk to you about the MOI, the zero MOI, and when I was working with the putter and being fitted for the putter, I used a different one to see how, when I took the putter back, it automatically, there was a small twist in it, which I hadn't even noticed before until I watched carefully.
Yeah.
And then when I used
So did you get the illustration where with the other putter, a competitor's putter, that you would turn it as if you were going to use the heel?
Yeah.
Some other, you'd rotate it in your hand, and then when you'd swing it. Yeah, so you basically, with all the other putters on the market, you should be hitting the ball with the heel.
It's pretty bizarre. When you see it, when you have the experience of it, you all have to go to Arizona, okay? You have to go to Yar University. I love this. You have, what is Yar, and Yar, by the way, Yar, what is Yar? People, wait, I love the word Yar, because Yar means, it's like a sailboat. It's Yar.
And manageable. Yeah, exactly.
She's Yar. And it's a great word, and it is manageable, and she's in perfect shape. She sails true, and that's how the swing is on the Yar putter. It's like a true. It's true. It doesn't twist on you. Thank you very much. So when you started with the university, the Yar University, the idea of creating a place where people can find out about putter fitting and educating themselves. How do you do that? How do you get people to? I mean, we're all across the world, and you're there in Arizona. How do you communicate with folks?
Well, it's just beginning, but having been in the teaching part of the golf business for the last 10 years, and the director of instruction at the country club here in Scottsdale, I see that there's a great need to simplify everything. We're always trying to correct and fix what's already there. And I think when you change the implement and have it in balance and ideal balance, then you don't have to make so many compensations. And so just simplifying it, because the game is difficult enough. And it's just a new way of going about helping people play a game to the best of their ability.
I like it.
Educating them via the technology, via webinars, training people to fit, and actually, I think it will be industry changing once the word gets out.
You said the word webinars. A lot of people know what that is. I mean, my company that I work for has them for all different types of educational advancement. You can take an entire university course, using a webinar, which is basically taking a class through your computer, where you actually see someone talking to you and you can interact with them through the webinar. So is that how you plan to introduce more people to Yar?
Yeah, that will be one of the vehicles, and then getting a network of people in different states and in different countries trained, and then I just oversee, you know, each of the programs. But yeah, we have to start using technology to get to all these different places where people want to learn. And they don't necessarily have to come here to Scottsdale.
I like it. There's something else on your website that's kind of cute. You know, I was talking to the Golf Digest architecture editor earlier in the show. There was an article about women putters in Golf Digest and how we're not really as good as men. Could you hold that thought just for a second? KPUA Hilo, KGU Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo, KTOH FM1 Princeville. So what's this article, the supposition was that we can't be as good a putter as a man can. Do you agree with that?
No, I do not.
Don't think about that so long, Karen. You must answer quickly. No, that's not true. But they said that the reason is that we don't have enough disposable income to dedicate the time that's required to pursue excellence in putting. I think it's so wrong. Men.
Ridiculous.
Isn't it? I thought it was. I thought it was pretty amazing that we were having. So, this putter, the Yar putter, is going to make anybody, whether they have a lot of disposable income and very little time, I promise, seriously, that you're going to find this golf club helps you. This putter helps you with your game. And it surprised the heck out of the executive producer here of the Golf Club Radio Show when he was using it, because he found that he couldn't help but actually aim true. And for the most part, if not, maybe not sink every putt, but guarantee a two-putt on a green. You can't necessarily hope to sink all putts when you're on a green, Karen, right? And get yourself in position to two-putt once you're on the green is really what you're striving for.
Yeah, definitely, from outside of 10 feet. But when you do go on a green with the GX1 or the GX1 wide body, the yaw putter, you will immediately feel a difference than what you've been used to. So, you will lower your number of putts without a doubt.
Excellent. Now, how can we get in touch with you?
You can go to yawgolf.com or www.yawuniversity.com.
And we can, could we send you a message that way? Is that possible?
So my email is karend@yaruniversity.com.
karend@yaruniversity.com. There you have it.
Yep.
Karen, thanks so much for being on the show. I'd like to follow your progress and how you developed the Yar University, the webinars, as you started expanding and getting people trained in different parts of the country. That would be great to be able to talk to you about who you can go to find the Yar Golf. The design of the face of the putter has a very large sweet spot. It also was originally designed to help people who, and I don't want to focus on this because it's not it's not for just people who have challenges, whether it be hips or knees or whatever it is, you can't bend over easily and pick up your ball. This club, some people say it doesn't look like a putter because the head on the has the ability so you can punch it, make the ball sit in the, and then pull the club up, and there you have your golf ball. You don't have to lean over. Wasn't that Dr. V's first inclination to help someone?
Yeah, definitely was, and it's led the way as far as golf equipment being utilized by people that have disabilities or have some difficulties. But it's the only putter like it with these designs that's been approved by the USGA. So it's USGA approved already.
Yes, excellent. Fantastic. Karen Davies, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thanks very much, Danielle.
Absolutely. We'll talk soon. Aloha.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And joining us next is Craig Sasada, Director of Golf at Poipu. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across the way. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal. That's Alakai Mechanical.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back to the Golf Clubhouse. We have the Golf Club Clubhouse here. It is Craig Sasada. So good to have you on the show, Craig.
Thank you, Danielle. Always a pleasure.
And I got to ask you, were you happy to see Tiger Woods play?
Oh, I think I was. I think a lot of people was, but just unfortunate on his results.
Well, but you know, he came after that first day a little wobbly. You didn't think he was going to win, did you?
Well, I was actually pulling for him, though.
I know a lot of people who were pulling for him. A lot of people have. Have you felt like you have to kind of go underground just to be a Tiger fan?
No, not really. I mean, you know, Tiger's good for the game. I mean, I know what happened isn't good, but,
yeah,
you know, people forgive, and as time goes by, you know, it'll be forgotten. But Tiger just raises the meter and makes people want to play, actually. So, you know, if he plays well, I think it's great for the game of golf.
It is. Absolutely great for the game of golf. That's the bottom line. We've got the PGA Grand Slam of Golf. They've disappointed me one more time. They're going to stay. I mean, Bermuda's a lovely place. You know, got to give them that. It's got nice water, and it's a nice little island. But they're staying there through 2012. And I was hoping they were going to come back over here and go back to Poipu Bay. That would be fabulous.
Well, that would be great, yeah, for sure, if that was, you know, to happen someday. But for now, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. Do you guys ever have conversations with the PGA of America about that?
Well, to be honest, I haven't had much contact with the PGA for a long time since the Grand Slam has left.
Ah, well, it would be nice to have them back. We were spoiled. We had so many events. There are so many events in Hawaii, 7 at one time. So it's we've been very lucky and fortunate to have the ones that we still have. So we're not really complaining. What fascinates you about the game right at this? What are you watching?
Well, I think what's making this year, you know, I think more interesting than in past is the money title is a lot closer for the PGA Tour. So it's kind of good that Luke Donald decided to play now in the last tournament of the year. I guess it's the one in Disney, I guess,
yes.
Or Florida.
Yeah.
So, you know, he wants that title. He wants to actually, I guess he's the leading money winner also on the European Tour. So, I mean, it's nice that he's committed to playing that. And Webb Simpson wants it because it could lead to Player of the Year for him. So, I think, and on that part, I think it's great that that's happening.
It is, isn't it? I mean, some people say, yeah, the money, who cares? You know, how many people care about that? But it does, even though the casual fan may not be that into the actual awarding of the money, you know, that they've made $12 million in 1 year. Really? They did? Why are they making so much money? They're just playing golf.
Yeah. Who made the $10 million in FedEx?
Yeah, I know. It's not even go there. You know, but it's whatever. The numbers are immaterial. The fact that we have this competition between two tours, the European Tour and the PGA Tour. And Luke Donald having the money on the European Tour, but he's also a member on the PGA Tour. And he could only, I think it's $69,000, give or take a few cents, difference between Webb Simpson and Luke Donald, right?
Correct. And I think they were mentioning that if Simpson just finishes 15th, he'll overtake Luke going into, the last two events. So, but it's, you know, and Simpson's in a good position, I guess, right?
Yes,
now.
Yes, he is. He's doing just fine. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting going into the last one.
Yeah, and then Luke Donald yesterday, I think he sent out a tweet saying something like, hey, I have a chance to make history. Of course I'm going to play.
that's good for golf. So, I mean, you know, it's showing that it's not that he's playing for the money, obviously, too, but he wants the recognition of being the number one money leader on both tours, first ever.
And yes.
That's great.
Yes, bragging rights. That's what he's playing for, bragging rights. And it's awesome that the European Tour and the PGA Tour are competing on that level. It's kind of interesting that a European player has come to the United States, gotten his education, furthered his golfing career in the United States, and now this European person is leading on. It's interesting what's happening with the world of golf. When we talk about the globalization of golf, the fact that golf is becoming much more interesting on different levels. Chubby Chandler, I wanted to talk to him this morning about just that. What makes the European Tour, where the home of golf is, and where the great universities of the world started and still are, it's interesting that so many Europeans come to the States and sort of transplant themselves, further their career, and yet we don't win on the Walker Cup. I look at all these strange things that go on. There's the team players in Europe, and some of them come over and become stars as individuals in the United States, and it's what always made this country as successful and great as it is.
Yeah, I know, but you know, if you look back at it, even upon the time when the U.S. started to lose most of their Ryder Cups, I should say, in the past, but it's from when Tiger Woods got onto the scene. I mean, people just, you know, he drew in a lot of people to play, practice harder, try harder. They got more motivated when Tiger started to have all his success on tour, and you know, he is obviously an exception to the rule for every golfer, but I think it drove everyone else, including the European Tour. So, you know, that's the Tiger effect.
That is the Tiger effect. Now, which tour do you think is stronger, the PGA Tour, or the European Tour?
Well, you know, if you look at it right now, if you base it just on Ryder Cup activity, you know, probably Europeans look maybe a little bit stronger on paper. But you know, with the young kids coming up now, you know, it's a lot of 20-somethings in the U.S. are starting to, you know, get on their step, and you know, I think the U.S. will eventually catch up, and I think the next year's Ryder Cup is going to be a good one. I'm looking forward to that one.
And you look at the Grand Slam. Schwartzel, Rory, McIlroy, Darren Clark, they're all, and then Keegan Bradley representing the United States. We have three majors that, who are not U.S. players. They're European Tour players. But then people say that they don't have the depth. People, I love saying that, right? People say. The question is, yes?
Yeah, I mean, well, I don't think the U.S. is lacking depth. It's just that they may not be as motivated as the Europeans are. And, you know, it's the same way on the LPGA Tour, I think. You know, you see a lot of foreign players are at the top of the list, you know, with the exception of probably Christy Kerr, who's always consistent out there. So, but you know, as far as everyone else, even the ladies tour, it's been dominated by foreign players too. So it's a trend, and you know, it's, again, I get back to it, it's something Tiger started even with the girls.
Yeah, it's Tiger effect. Well, yeah, girls want to be jet fighter pilots. They want to be top. They want to be top golfers. Yeah. So they play on the PGA Tour or the LPGA Tour. You know, it is the Tiger effect. I wonder sometimes if we haven't become spoiled on the PGA and LPGA Tours over the past, 15 years, where you didn't have to go anywhere. You didn't have to pursue anything outside of this country to get wealth and riches and recognition. Whereas,
you're probably right.
You know, and then the Europeans, they've always had to pursue, seek. It's the same with the Koreans. The people outside the United States have always been seeking to get into the LPGA, get into the PGA Tour, or reach that level so they can compete, they can dominate, or try to get to that domination, if that's right.
Yeah, for sure, because if you look at the money that the PGA players play for now on tour, I mean,
yeah.
And they just signed another deal with the station, so with the networks, I should say, and you know, it's unbelievable again. So, and that part, I think it's 100% correct that you know they don't have to go anywhere else to play. Along if they can qualify to play on the PGA Tour, you know, that's where they need to be.
Right, that's comfort city, you know, and going for the money list, so you get another couple of years that you know don't have to worry about winning. Look at Dean Wilson. Dean struggled back to get his card, was playing okay, then hurts his back. Now he's back down to, 149 on the money list?
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Yeah.
He was really close, too, to make his card, too. So I didn't hear anything. Is he going to be able to play in one of the last couple events?
There's nothing. I was reading Ann Miller's column about the injuries that Tad Fujikawa and Dean Wilson have suffered in the last 6 months. And it doesn't specifically say, you know, that he'll be. But then there's Q School, which Dean always manages to, like, rise to the occasion. That's tough.
Yeah, it's unbelievable what they need to make now just to be in the top 125.
You mean the money? The amount of money?
$700,000.
Yeah, next thing you know, it'll be a million.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it really, truly is. We need to talk a little bit about the LPGA and how they're doing. Michelle's doing quite nicely. She's actually tied for 8. Yay! She's so streaky, you know?
I was hoping she'd win more by now, but, you know, maybe it'll come once she finishes school.
Yeah, that's the question. Let's take that up right after this break. My name is Danielle Tucker. I'm talking with Craig Sassato over at Poipu Bay Golf Course. We'll be back after this.
Hitting the Greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across the way. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal. That's Alakai Mechanical.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Yeah, they make it look real easy to do on TV, those professional players. I don't know what that is, boy. You put a club in your own hands and you go, what happened? Now, I've got something, a couple of things. We're talking with Craig Sassato, director of golf at Poipu Bay. Now, we've got a dozen Nike Precision Power Distance Speedy Long golf balls for the 18th caller, because Alakai Mechanical is celebrating their 37th birthday, their anniversary, 37 years in business. Commercial kitchens, duct cleaning, sheet metal, air conditioning, plumbing, you name it. You be the 18th caller. You haven't won in the last 6 months. You win. 800 is the number. Oh, well, let's make it 808. 808. I wish it was 800. Then, but you know what? We get calls from everywhere. Hilo wins. Kauai wins. Let's get a Kauai winner. We've been talking all about Kauai golf. It's 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467, and you're the winner. For Reagan Lee, somebody sent me a message. Danielle, can you put me in touch with someone whom teaches golf? I would prefer not to have to sell or release our animals in order to pay for some basic lessons. Could you steer me in the right direction? I said, where do you live? He said, town. I said, oh, Reagan Lee, Pearl Country Club. He goes, okay. Then I got this. Just want you to know that Reagan Lee lessons were terrific. I was able to reduce dramatically my miscues and my liability insurance. I would highly recommend to anyone wanting to improve their game, Reagan Lee. Plus, he's truly a wonderfully patient and pleasant individual, which made the process that much better. Many thanks to you for steering me to him. So, there you go. You're looking for... got such a great sense of humor. You should be able to play golf anytime. Laughing is important. So do you think, isn't it?
Yep, I agree.
That's why we have so much fun talking together, because we just laugh through the whole thing. Michelle Wee, tied for eighth, the Siam Darby LPGA Malaysia in Kuala Lumpur. I have to ask, we were talking this morning with Ron Witten from Golf Digest, and it was all about Kauai. He'd just gotten back from Kauai. He'd been going to that new, can we say that new course that's across the street from you, or up the hill, or?
Kukui'ula?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a private golf course. Sure, it's a nice place. Very nice.
Yeah. Have you played there yet?
Yes, I have.
What did you think?
Oh, very nice. Scenery is beautiful. I enjoyed it.
Wait, now they have the Paspalum greens, right?
Yes, they do.
What did you put in?
We put in Seashore Paspalum also. It's a different hybrid than what they put in, but their greens are beautiful also.
Yeah, but your greens are beautiful. So we've got this Don Glatt. Don Glatt, congratulations. You are the winner of the Nike Power Distance Golf Balls from Alakai Mechanical. He's over at Royal Kunia right now. And may you hit the sweet spot every time, Don. Okay. I think Michelle, if she feels like being a golfer, will be really good when college is over.
Well, I mean, I think maybe, you know, we're always trying to make excuses for her, to be honest, the way it sounds like. But, you know, the LPGA needs her to win. I mean, I think needs her to win. Paula Creamer has won maybe 7 times or so, but even if somebody like Paula could win 3 or 4 a year, you know, that'd be great. Natalie Gulbis, all the stars, the faces that people can recognize, then it'll draw more people to that tour. You know, right now, but they're losing sponsors, so,
yeah.
You know,
they're in the doldrums.
Michelle Wee would be a big boost to the tour there. So I'm pulling for her because there's a lot of great players out there on the LPGA.
There are. There's great golf. I mean, just watching the Solheim Cup was amazing.
Yeah,
sure. And the personalities are fantastic, and they don't have to be U.S. But mm-hmm. if we're going to have U.S. events and we're going to have big companies putting up big dollars, and we can watch them in our time zone, wouldn't that be cool? You know, that's part of the problem, is when the events are played outside the United States, it makes it very difficult for U.S. companies to get the kind of coverage that they want to get on television. It's a big juggling match. Doing the global thing, it sounds great. Making it technology and time zone-wise work, that's the big challenge. So we've just run out of...
That's one of the problems, I think, that they have to go outside of the U.S. because that's where a lot of some of the sponsorship money is coming out.
Absolutely. And China's going to play a big role. We've got the Gap closing stores in the United States moving to China. But at the same time, I'm not sure that's a good idea since China's economy is kind of slowing down. But,
yeah.
Well, we need to solve the world's problems, Craig. Can we work on that, please? Let's do it next time. What do you say?
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to what I'm going to eat for breakfast.
Well, thank you for making the golf club possible this morning. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Oh, always a pleasure talking with you, Dan.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning. They are one of the sponsors of the golf club. Sheet metal, if you need a new roof, flashing gutters, downspouts, AC ducts, or commercial kitchen and custom stainless steel counters, all designed and fabricated for you, Alakai Mechanical. Star protection for property threats and risk assessment. Protection for your home, your business, for your concert or your special event like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. It's the Hyundai, by the way. It's pronounced Hyundai. Get the star team on your property. Poipu Bay Golf Course, starting the Poipu Bay Fall Visitor Special at the special rate, $144 per round. Poipu Bay, that's good through November 30th. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai South Shore Gem. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2011.